Politics, more politics, and NASCAR this Monday morning with those stories from the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald. Here's Phil Latzman.
Thanks, Wanda. Quite the lineup, right? And what's reminiscent of the battle for the recount of the state of Florida 12 years ago to decide the presidential race, the recount for his South Florida congressional seat appears to be reaching conclusion. Democratic challenger Patrick Murphy has declared victory over Republican incumbent Alan West in the race for District 18, which covers parts of Palm Beach County, all of Martin and St. Lucie counties. A weekend recount of votes in St. Lucie shows the Murphy gaining a couple hundred more votes over West, but officials in that county missed a noon deadline yesterday to finish processing the 37,000 ballots in question. So unless the state grants an emergency exemption, the election will be certified as originally tallied. The West campaign may seek that exemption from the governor. Here is campaign manager Tim Edson.
We are still concerned about some other irregularities and numbers that don't match up during the period of early voting.
GOP officials suspected irregularities in the early voting ballots and requested the recount after the original tally showed Murphy had won by just over 1,900 votes. That's a margin that was just wide enough to head off an automatic recount. But a Murphy campaign advisor says as far as they're concerned, it's over. West is a first-term Tea Party favorite and one of only two black Republicans in the U.S. House. After winning the race for Florida's 20th second congressional district, Democratic Congresswoman-elect Lois Frankel spent her first week in D.C. learning how to maneuver her way around Capitol Hill. The former West Palm Beach mayor says she's listening and learning.
You know, a lot of about being successful is just the relationships you make and making sure you know who to talk to figure out what to do. And, you know, that's really what we're all doing now is building our relationships.
Freshman lawmakers get this week off, but Frankel says she's planning to spend it with her new constituents in District 22. Florida's junior U.S. Senator Marco Rubio took what many called a step towards a presidential run in 2016. He went to Iowa on Saturday to speak at the Republican Party faithful at a birthday celebration for Iowa's Governor Terry Branstad. Rubio said it was time to move on past the election and staked out a philosophy of boosting the middle class.
There are those who have made promises to them, who have told them, you know, we had more government, a bigger government program that does this, or if we allowed us to tax one group of people more so we can pay for services for another group of people, convince people that maybe that's the solution to the problems. Here's the truth. Big government doesn't hurt the people doesn't help the people who are trying to make it. It hurts them.
Branstad hailed Rubio as an example of the Republican Party's future, calling him, quote, an inspirational leader. Now to the racing and NASCAR. Some NASCAR history made right here in South Florida yesterday at the Homestead Miami Speedway. Brad Keselowski, the 28-year-old who stole the show at the season-opening Daytona 500, ended the year under the biggest spotlight of them all, beating the five-time champion Jimmy Johnson to deliver the first Sprint Cup championship to Penske Racing. And he chugged a large glass of beer in celebration.
When I got out of the car, I felt pretty good, and it kind of hit me then. I'm a cup champion, man. Not many people can say that in life, and I'm very lucky.
And in football, the Dolphins had the Sunday off after being beaten by the Bills in Buffalo on Thursday. They're home for Seattle this Sunday. From the Miami Herald newsroom, I'm Phil Latzman.